For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. A St. Louis City Circuit Court judge has ruled that Missouri's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. Judge Rex Burleson ruled Wednesday that same-sex couples are, quote, legally entitled to a marriage license. The case stems back to June when the St. Louis Recorder of Deeds issued marriage licenses to four couples, challenging the state's constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. The attorney for the city of St. Louis called the decision, quote, a clear victory for families, equity, and the rule of law. Executive Director of the ACLU Missouri, Jeffrey Mittman, says this latest decision follows in the path of an October ruling that Missouri must recognize same-sex marriages from outside the state.
Missouri now joins the 32 other states that have marriage equality, where loving couples who wish to form a family relationship and to be married have the ability to do so.
Mittman says he hopes recorders across the state follow suit. Soon after Judge Burleson's decision, same-sex couples rushed to St. Louis City Hall to get marriage licenses. Jason Rosenbaum talked with the first couple who received a license after the decision.
Hi, I would like to buy a marriage.
When Lily Lai received a text message that Missouri's gay marriage ban had been overturned, she and her partner Sadie Pierce drove as fast as they could to the St. Louis Recorder of Deeds office. What Lai didn't know was that she and Pierce would be the first to receive a marriage license after Judge Rex Burleson struck down the 10-year-old constitutional amendment. Lai says it meant a lot to be the first.
For a young couple to get married first is sort of an interesting dynamic and something that is overwhelming, you know, because some people never had that opportunity.
Attorney General Chris Koster says he will appeal the ruling, but he won't issue a stay to Burleson's decision, which means same-sex couples can get marriage licenses at St. Louis City Hall. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Governor Jay Nixon has unveiled a strategy for keeping the NFL's Rams in St. Louis. He told reporters Wednesday via conference call that former Anheuser-Busch president Dave Peacock and attorney Bob Blitz will team up and spend the next 60 days looking at ways to keep St. Louis an NFL city. Nixon did not elaborate on any specifics, but said that any proposal would need to, quote, protect taxpayers and ensure private investment.
We want to move, beyond theoretical into more specifics. They need to have private investment, need to have a good economic generator out of there. My mind is open to whatever the best options are forward. So I'm not blocking anything out.
As for the two executives, Nixon says Blitz was part of the legal team that helped bring the Rams to St. Louis 20 years ago, and that Peacock worked directly with the NFL on advertising and marketing matters when he ran Anheuser-Busch. The plan is for Peacock and Blitz to present any options for keeping the Rams in St. Louis before January 28th. That's the date the team could switch to a year-to-year lease on the Edward Jones Dome, making it easier to potentially leave town. Republicans in the Missouri House have unanimously chosen Representative Todd Richardson as the new majority leader and affirmed their support for Representative John Deal as the next House Speaker. Wednesday's decision came the day after Republicans won the greatest number of seats they've ever had in Missouri's House. Deal's role as Speaker must be approved by the full chamber in January, but Republicans easily can vote the town and country lawmaker in without support from Democrats. Republican lawmakers in Missouri are celebrating their increased supermajorities in the state House and Senate, especially with the passage of a constitutional amendment that will limit Governor Jay Nixon's authority over the budget. The Democratic governor has temporarily withheld money each year from various state agencies, saying it was necessary because the GOP-controlled legislature keeps sending him unbalanced budgets. Incoming House Speaker John Deal disagrees, saying that they write their budgets based on the amount of money actually coming in.
Well, I think that sent a pretty clear signal from the voters of the state that they're probably a little sick and tired of the scare tactics and the blackmail that's been used by the governor over the past 2 years in the budget process.
Meanwhile, Governor Nixon says an 11% growth in revenue, more than double expected, would be needed to fund all the things Republicans want to include in the budget. He also told reporters that he would continue to exercise fiscal restraint in order to keep Missouri's budget balanced. A new report on the health of older Missourians says the cost and access to health care are key concerns as the state's population continues to age. Camille Phillips has more on the latest health equity report from the Missouri Foundation for Health.
Heart disease, diabetes, cancer. These are three of the 13 chronic diseases older adults are likely to experience. According to the report, 95% of older Missourians have at least one of them. the foundation is recommending an increased focus on preventative care as a means of improving health outcomes and reducing costs. It's a suggestion wholeheartedly supported by Mary Schaefer of the Mideast Area Agency on Aging.
The value of prevention is so important and can really make a difference in helping us lower our costs, which will not be lowered unless we do change the way that we fund some of these services.
The Foundation report also focuses on dementia, mental health, and access to care. I'm Camille Phillips, St. Louis Public Radio.
Columbia firefighters remain optimistic after residents voted against a proposition Tuesday that would have funded additional manpower. KBIA's Tom Barkley has more.
Fire Battalion Chief Brad Frazier says funding for additional manpower would have had a positive impact on reducing response times as the population increases, but says the department has other options it can pursue.
Well, we'll continue to look at additional funding sources, for example, grant opportunities that are out there that might become available. And it's really about response time and keeping our response times down.
Proposition 1 would have increased property taxes to fund 55 new public safety officers in the fire and police departments. According to the Columbia Chamber of Commerce, police and fire staffing has decreased by approximately 11% per capita since 2009. Chief Frazier says the department is also looking into new training methods to close the coverage gap. Tom Barclay, KBIA News, Columbia.
Sentencing for the former CEO of a company that promised to bring a sweetener facility to Moberly has been delayed for a week. Bruce Cole was scheduled to be sentenced Monday in St. Charles County for theft and securities fraud. When he pleaded guilty in September, Cole admitted that he used money for personal expenses from a $39 million bond fund. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.